Good morning, Sunday the 12th. We do have an NFL podcast previously out, published last night. Check that out if you wish. I will recap that here as well with almost no commentary if possible. So I'll do that real quick in case that's all you're looking for. I'm going to go in order, and the best bets we'll have are actual plays with money in action. All right. Kansas City minus the points. New Orleans minus the points. That is the best bet. Cincinnati and San Francisco over the points. That is the best bet. Cincinnati on the spread. Jacksonville on the spread. Baltimore plus the points is the best bet. Atlanta plus the points is the best bet. Dallas minus the points is the best bet. Unfortunately, it's gone up. It was 4.5 yesterday. It's now 6. It's for good reason. Dallas should cover that, and they should still cover the 6. That's the best bet. Houston on the spread. Denver on the spread. Denver and Detroit under is the best bet. The Chargers on the spread. The Chargers and Giants under is the best bet. Buffalo on the spread as a best bet, and Green Bay on the spread. So the actual plays, New Orleans, Cincinnati game over, Baltimore, Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Detroit under, Chargers, Giants under, Buffalo plus the points. Those are the actual plays. The other ones were leans. Okay, now we go to the NBA, which I think we're going to miss the start of that for you guys. It's a play that you could do live if you wish. It's Milwaukee minus 5.5. You can get a better number than that live, then hey, it's a good deal. Also, there's a parlay in play there, and that is the Bucks with the Nets on straight money lines, winners of the game. So I don't know that you should be able to do a parlay with a live bet if you like the live bet, if you like to play at all, for that matter. All right, moving on. And that was 2-1 in the NBA yesterday. The NBA is heating up. All right, Florida minus 5 over Maryland in college basketball. College basketball was 3-2 yesterday. That's the only play I have today. Then we go over to NHL. It's one of the few losing days I've had in a long time yesterday in the NHL. All right, so there's some easy-to-pick games. Not necessarily because they're favorites, but because there is good value in them. So, St. Louis on the money line, minus 135. Also, that game over 5.5. And that's playable in the same game parlay, St. Louis to win and over 4.5 at plus 110. Or if you're worried, you can take over 3.5 with the St. Louis win at minus 110. With the goalie situation for St. Louis being backups and St. Louis averaging about almost 5 points, 5 goals per game in this homestand, the over shouldn't be too risky. All right, moving on. The New York Rangers minus 139 on the money line. And then we've got Colorado and Florida. Should be a high-scoring game. It should be a good game. This is the riskiest two bets here. I'm taking Colorado minus 150 on the money line and over 6.5 points. Risky because, well, that's the highest juice of the day. And Florida is a great team. Just that Colorado is scoring at will over anyone right now, which leads to the total. Over 6.5 is always risky. On the other hand, if you take the highest expected game, you don't see books going to 7. So over 6.5 is a solid and safe play. And then this is also a live possibility for you. Just pay a little bit of juice, take Colorado plus 1.5, just in case this thing goes all the way to overtime, then you're guaranteed to win at plus 1.5. And do over 5.5, just in case there's more defense and goalie play than we thought. You have to pay a little juice at minus 130 on that. But that's playable and has been played here. And then let's move on to the final pick of the day, and that is Carolina and Vancouver. Both going to be a little tired, but I think I'm going to go with Carolina minus 115. Just an ever so slight favorite on the road over Vancouver, and that's a solid play as well. So we've got quite a few bets in action here in hockey. It's been a hot sport. I don't want to... I don't want to be the hockey channel, but it is hot right now. Hockey's always been pretty successful for me, but yet college sports in history's terms have been the best, meaning college basketball, college football. So we'll see what happens with that. NFL has always been, you know, I think to be fair, that's probably the weakest sport, simply because it's also the hardest to get an edge over the books on. And you can argue whether you are playing against the books or other players, because in the NFL, other players are moving the line more than anything else. It's been a successful sport this year. NFL is doing quite well this year. So go with the flow on that. NBA, usually a good sport. There are some down periods, but overall it's up. And it's, what are we up? What are we at here? Down 0.3 of a unit this month. So that's not too bad. And then what do we, last month? Last month was actually quite good. 11 units, exactly 11 units up for the month. So rolling right along with NBA. Okay, that's it. Good luck.